Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Before your presence, we thank you for another day. We thank you for this broadcast. We pray that you will bless this broadcast on tonight. Let your word go out. Send the word, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it touch some soul. Let some soul be blessed on today. We know thou art able, oh Lord. We're depending on you. We're trusting in you, and we're taking you at your word, knowing that your word cannot fail. Oh, my God, give somebody strength today. Increase somebody's faith, oh, Lord. Somebody that may be doubting you, Lord, increase their faith. Help them to take you at your word. For we know that you are able to heal. You're able to save. You're able to forgive and deliver souls. We are looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, my God, we need your help today. We need strength, oh, Lord. Give us more power, oh, Lord, that we may lay hands on the sick and that they may recover. Have mercy today, oh, Lord. saved to the uttermost. Have compassion today, O Lord. Touch today, Lord. Look on your people everywhere. You know what we're going through. You know all about us. You're able to fix every situation, every problem, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you come to our rescue, that you pour out of your spirit and send your anointing. Anoint your people today. Anoint the speaker of the hour. Send your word. Send that anointing today, Lord. Let your word reach some soul that somebody might cry out unto you, saying, what must I do to be saved? Help somebody, oh Lord, to be drawn unto you, to get a closer walk with you. Help today, Lord. We are waiting and we're dependent on you. No other help we know, Lord. You are our very present help. We're looking to you, Lord. Our trust is in you today. We know you can do everything. Bless, Lord. Save Jesus. Save to the uttermost. Help your people to stand. Help them to go through. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for the mind to want to pray and the mind to want to seek your face, to draw nigh unto you. Oh, my God, we are trusting in you today, oh, Lord. No other help we know, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we're depending on you. We know you're able to take us through. We are looking to you, Lord. I pray that you go with us, that you will bless us. Pray that you will look upon those souls. All those souls that are requesting prayer, I pray that you touch them, oh, Lord. You know their condition. You know their situation. You're able to heal, to save, to forgive, to deliver, and to blot out of transgression. Look on that soul, oh, Lord, that is going through the chemo. Oh, my God, that is dealing with the cancer. We know you're able to heal. That soul that is going through the pain and suffering, oh, Lord, we pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Give them a mind, oh, Lord, to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them to give up the world and the worldly ways. Help them today, Lord. We know you're able. We pray that you will save the unsaved, those designed to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Touch them, oh, Lord. Give them that mind, oh, Lord. Put it in them, oh, Lord, to run through their lives, to seek your face. Help them today, Lord. We know you're able, oh, Lord. I pray, Jesus, that you look on that soul that is suffering with dementia. We know you're able, Lord, to heal the mind. Oh, my God, have mercy, Jesus. Please, Jesus, have mercy on that soul. Touch them right now, Lord. You're able to bring them out. You're able, Jesus. You can work a miracle in their life. Touch, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless, oh, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Oh, my God, we thank you, oh, Lord. We pray that you will also look upon those souls that have come through bereavement. Oh, my God, we pray that you continue to touch them, continue to strengthen them and encourage them and help them to endure in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for every listener. We thank you, oh, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless, save, heal, and forgive. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We are so excited that you decided to spend your Friday night with us. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. And of course, we still remember our beloved late Southern District Overseer Pastor Louis Marshall as the pastor of Victory Temple, located in Jacksonville, Florida. And we're again so glad that you chose to spend your evening with us. And on today's show, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen and also Evangelist Edmund. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 90th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. Again, that's the 90th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. We are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us the number of our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Thank God for bringing those words, the 90th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 14th verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title One School, and One is O-N-E. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling bold and you want to give remarks, or you have an encouraging word, if you're not clergy, you have a song you'd like to sing, you want to request a prayer, or you have something, a testimony you'd like to give, give us a call, and you can be with us right live on the air. Phone number you can call is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-91-55. Sorry, I apologize. Our guest call line is 978-990-5270, and our access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the week, every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m., the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmund. And the dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission holds services at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096, every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. and Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m. And on Wednesday evenings, at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. Access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978 990 5337. The access code is 346-9155. Very simple. Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Minister Emmanuel Hogue teamed up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Kenny Huff, the bereaved Huff family, for Todd Johnson, for Missionary Rebecca Ingram and her husband, for Deacon Alexander Jones, Bishop Byrd and his family, Missionary Gracie White and a bereaved White family, Titus Edmond Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, the bereaved Williams Edmond family, Daryl Marcato, Steve Fields, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Robin Manfay, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Tanika Huff, and all of the bereaved families. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I would like to sing just a portion of this song, if I may. Like the woman with the issue of blood, she pressed her way through the crowd. She had one goal in mind, to touch the hem of his garment. She knew something they didn't know. With one touch, she'd be made whole. So she did something out of control. And I believe this is what she would say if she were here today. The hem of him healed my body. The hem of him saved my soul. One touch can change everything. One touch can change everything. Now they could keep her down, pressed her way through the crowd. She had to get to Jesus. She went as low as the ground. Now they could stand in her way. She fought through all of the doubt. She knew something they didn't know. With one touch, she'd be made whole. So she did something out of control. And I believe this is what she would say if she were here today. The hem of him healed my body. The hem of him saved my soul. One touch can change everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God. I thank the Lord for that song that was sung, Khadija Hameen. I tell you, that's the same song I was singing earlier today. I thought about the woman that had the issue of blood, and she continued to go before the Lord. Well, she went to the doctors, first of all, and spent all the money that she had, but she didn't get any better. And then when she heard Jesus was coming through, she got in the press and reached out and touched the hem of his garment. And immediately she was healed, and the blood was dried up, and virtue went out of Jesus. And he began to say, who touched me? Glory to God. That just goes to show you that God can heal. You can go to the doctor for years on end, spend money, and they still cannot heal you. But if we trust God and take him at his word, he's a miracle worker. He can do it. He can do the healing. Glory to God.
Yes, he can.
Keep your money in your pocket because he can save and he can heal. He can do it. I just thank the Lord for that song that was sung. I tell you, I was in my bathroom, and that song came to me, and I started singing a little bit of it. But it was just a different version. But I can't sing. That's it. Yes, I can't sing it. But you brought it out. Thank the Lord for that. God is a miracle worker, and that's what we want you to know today, that God is a healer. He can heal you whatever is going on in your body, in your mind, because the devil is working on people's mind. He's causing them to come down with dementia, Alzheimer's, and all these different diseases and situations in their life. They don't even remember their own grandchildren. It's just terrible. But I know God, he can do everything. He can regenerate that mind and bring your mind back. If we just look, take him at his word, he can do it. So we say to you today, every listener today, if you're listening, doesn't matter what your situation is today, God can do it. Just look to the Lord and trust in him and take him at his word. He will do just what he said he will do. So we thank the Lord for all things. And I'm glad to be back on this broadcast once again. And now, without further ado, we're going to present to you the speaker in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who will bring the word on tonight. We ask that you listen in attentively and stay focused on the word of God as she come forth to bring the word of God. God bless you, then, Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank the Lord for blessing us just to be here one more time. And I thank God for what my ears have heard and what my heart has felt throughout this broadcast. Thank God for the prayer and the opening scripture, for the selection, and also for the beautiful, encouraging words. I just thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this evening. And I thank God because God truly has been good to us, bringing us back together one more time. So at this time, let us prepare to go to the Word of God. And before we read the scriptures, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. We come before you, O God, and we ask that you will minister unto us through your word. Let your word have free course, O God. Speak to our minds and to our hearts. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way and let your will be done. We believe you, Lord, and we count it done, and we thank you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God for being so good and so merciful toward us. And at this time, if you have your Bible, I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible from the book of 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 7 through 21. That is 1 John 4, verses 7 through 21. And the Bible reads, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father hath sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has toward, we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the reading of the scriptures. And on tonight, the subject is love is of God. And the theme is, Lord, perfect our love. Amen. In this passage of scripture, our brother is writing to us, encouraging us concerning the love of God. God's love is truly unconditional. When we consider the word unconditional, it means not subject to any special terms or conditions. So no matter what the situation is, if love has been made perfect, we are able to love no matter what. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when I think about the love of God and what God has done for us, he didn't wait until we made a change, praise the Lord, but he sent Jesus to die for the sins of the world. And that takes my mind to Romans, the 5th chapter, and the 8th verse, which said, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he had no special conditions or terms on the love that he has given to the world. Praise the Lord, and he sent Jesus to die for us while we were yet in our sin. Glory to God. And so God's love truly is conditional, which means that God's love is perfect. Hallelujah. And when we have the love of God in us, then God actually will perfect our love so that we also can love unconditionally. Praise the Lord. In the 7th verse, Brother John is saying, beloved, referring to the church, let us love one another. And when we are able to love one another, glory to God, we can love everybody. There are those who don't know God. They don't know about Jesus giving his life. And so the love of God is so strong and so powerful. If it dwells in us, we can show this love, which is going to draw somebody to Christ. The love that we have one for another is going to be an example. Praise the Lord. It is a way of lifting up Jesus. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And when we keep commandment to love one another, this is in reality lifting up Jesus. Glory be to God, because God's love is so powerful and so perfect. Praise be to God. It can draw anyone. It doesn't matter who they are, what they believe, or where they come from. God's love can draw anyone. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Hallelujah. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Hallelujah. Manifest, which means to make clear or evident to the eye or the understanding, to show plainly. So there was nothing secretive about the love of God, but God's love was manifested toward us because he was willing to give the best that he had, which was his Son Jesus. And Jesus came with the same love, that perfect love, conditional love. Amen. And he was willing to sacrifice his life to save the world. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And so we ought to go about showing the love of God toward every man, woman, boy, and girl. Doesn't matter who they are. Amen. Jesus loves them so much so that he gave his life. So we need to spread this love around. We need to show more love. And if we're having any difficulty with showing love unconditionally, we need to go before the Lord and cry unto him. Say, Lord, perfect our love. Hallelujah. Make it personal and say, Lord, perfect my love. Help me to love unconditionally. Help me to love like you love. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And further into that passage of scripture, it says, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. But we have so many people who are quick to say, I love everybody. They're quick to say, I love you. But their actions speak volumes and confess that they do not have that love. Praise be to God. And the scripture does let us know that if you say that you love God and you hate your brother, you are a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen How can he love God whom he hath not seen? A lot of people say, I love God. Praise the Lord. But they hate one another. They hate their own family members. They hate people without even a cause. No reason. Just hating people. The love of God does not dwell there. Praise be to God, because the Bible lets us know that God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. So if you're not dwelling in love, God is not dwelling in you. And so herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen. This world is not home. We didn't come here to stay. Praise the Lord. But let God perfect your love so that you will be able to love God and also love your fellow man. Amen. Praise the Lord. You might say, well, I don't know the love of God. But you can get to know God's love by coming to him and inquiring of the Lord, seeking the Lord, calling upon him. Praise the Lord. God will save you. He will deliver you from the situation that you're in. If you don't know God in the departing of your sin, you can ask God to forgive you, and he will have mercy. He will forgive your sin. He will take away your sin. Hallelujah. And he will dwell in you. But you have to be willing to ask God for forgiveness. Ask God for mercy, and he will have mercy on your soul. Praise the Lord. The love of God is for everyone, for the whole entire world. But that love needs to be in us. That love has to be perfected in us. And so we go to God, and we present ourselves before him. As the Lord instructed Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house. We are the clay, and God is the potter. And we can go to God, and we can present ourselves before him and allow God to take us in his hand and mold us, shape us, and form us, and perfect us in love. Glory to God, so that we will love unconditionally. We will be able to forgive and forget and to move on forward. Hallelujah. Without going back in the past and bringing up the past and reminding people of what they did in the past, we'll be able to forgive and forget about it and keep moving forward. Hallelujah. With God, when we ask God to forgive us, love is so great toward us. He will forgive us, hallelujah, and take away our sins and cast them into the depths of the sea, never to be remembered anymore. Oh, glory be to God, and hallelujah, if God can love us in this way, unconditionally, then we need God to help us to love in the same way. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, he became the propitiation for our sins. When God sent Jesus, we were yet in our sins. But Jesus came and he died on the cross. Hallelujah. He gave his life. He sacrificed his life to propitiate means to make someone pleased or less angry by giving or saying something desired. So in this case, Jesus, being that sacrifice, it pleased God. Hallelujah. So God was pleased at the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross with the shedding of his blood. Oh, glory be to God. And so in this, we gain favor. We were restored or reconciled back to God, Jesus becoming the propitiation for our sins. Hallelujah. And that sacrifice was acceptable to God. It was pleasing to God. So he was able to appease God and take away that anger. Hallelujah. Such that we were deemed to die. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so we all deserved to die. But because of Jesus, because of him becoming that propitiation for our sins, he died in our stead. Hallelujah. And that was enough to please God. Hallelujah. And so now we have the gift, eternal life, through Jesus Christ, who is our Lord. Oh, praise be to God. If you're in sin, I encourage you to come out of sin, to seek the Lord, call upon the Lord, because God loves you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's not that we loved God, but that God loved us. And because he loved us so, this is why God sent Jesus, because he was the only one worthy, the only one worthy to make that sacrifice. Hallelujah. So if we say we love God and God loves us, we ought to also love one another. So I just felt this urge in my spirit to talk about love, because a lot of people lack understanding concerning love, especially the love of God. We have not seen God at any time, and so it's important that we love one another. So if we love one another, then God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hallelujah. So then let us spread this love abroad. Let us go about loving everyone. And it's okay if they don't love you back. Hallelujah. It's okay if everyone doesn't show you the love of God.
Yes.
Because God loved the whole world, but the whole world is definitely not loving God. Hallelujah. So then it's okay that we can love someone who may hate us with a passion. My Lord. And I've seen it. It's like they can't stand the ground you walk on. They can't stand you. Just something about you that they just can't stand. They just hate you. Well, you can love them anyway. With the love of God dwelling in you, you can still love them. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And that love is real. Glory to God. It's not a put on. It's not like you have to strain and try to make yourself. You don't have to do that. But the love of God is so pure and so genuine. There's no fear in love. You don't get all these emotions and feelings because of loving someone who may not treat you right,
someone who has done you wrong, someone who doesn't mean you any good, you can still love them unconditionally. Hallelujah. Praise be to God because of that great love of God that dwell in you. You'll be able to love. I know some people, they might be carrying a grudge or something might have happened to them or a family member, and they might have said, well, I can never forgive them for that, or I can't ever bring myself to forgive them. I've heard people say that. I've heard them say they will never forgive someone, but I'm here to tell you, when the love of God is in you, you might have thought you couldn't do it. Power of the love of God that dwells in you, you won't be able to help yourself. Hallelujah. You'll be able to forgive them and also love them genuinely. Praise be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank God for his love. I thank him for his love. Praise the Lord. So if that love of God is not perfected in you, just go to God and ask the Lord to perfect your love. Amen. Let God work on you. Go to the potter. Amen. Go on down to the potter's house and allow him to remake you, make you over. Praise the Lord. I see people, they say an extreme makeover. You might need an extreme makeover when it comes to loving everyone. Amen. God's got the power to give you an extreme makeover. Hallelujah. You won't even recognize your own self. You'll be loving so much. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You'll be loving unconditionally. And you'll recognize, oh, I don't know who this person is. I'm a brand new creature. Oh, praise God. God will make you brand new. Amen. And he will put that love in your heart. And I'm a witness that God will do it. Amen. No matter how deeply you've been hurt or how badly you've been treated, you can still show the love of God unconditionally. And the 21st verse says, commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. So that's a commandment. You love God, love your brother also. Love everybody. Amen. I thank God for the word of God. Praise the Lord. Maybe there's someone listening tonight who want to experience this great love of God, who want to have this love in you, dwelling in you, in your heart, to be able to love unconditionally. Maybe you've been striving and seeking God for something special, desiring God to move in your life. Praise the Lord. God is able to do it for you tonight. He's able to save anyone who is not saved. Praise be to God. God can also heal anyone who is sick or carrying an affliction in your body. If you have a disease or any kind of condition, God has the power to make you whole, completely whole. Hallelujah. God can do everything, and there's nothing too hard. There's nothing impossible. Don't let the enemy put in your mind that God does not love you. Satan is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Don't believe when the enemy tells you that God doesn't love you. Now, I want you to know that God loves you tonight. It doesn't matter what you've done, how many sins you've committed, a few or a whole lot. God loves you unconditionally, and he's willing and more than able to forgive you. Hallelujah. He's ready to forgive you of all of your sins. If you can only believe, God will have mercy on you. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to God in prayer, calling upon the name of the Lord, believing God together. Amen. And anyone who has a petition before God and all those names that were called out on the prayer list, we are praying also. And I wanted to add my nephew, Joseph Hall Jr. He texted me yesterday saying he was in the hospital and they were keeping him. So let us pray a special prayer for him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And also the other names that are on the prayer list and those who are bereaved of their loved one. So let us now prepare to go to God in prayer. So let us humble our hearts before him. If you desire to be saved right now, humble yourself before God and in his presence. Ask the Lord to forgive you of all of your sins. Ask God to take away your sins and to save you, and he will do it for you. At this time, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy. We thank you, O God, for grace. We thank you for another opportunity to come before you. Lord, we thank you for your unconditional love. We thank you for how you have blessed us, Lord. We are calling on you tonight, Lord, to look on those who have humbled themselves before you in your presence, O God, and have asked for forgiveness of sins. We ask, Lord, that you would take away their sins and save their souls. Oh, my God, be merciful unto them and fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we call on you to look on those who are sick in their bodies, Lord, who are carrying afflictions and things that they're not even aware of. We are praying, God, that you will send your healing virtue, oh, my God, and lay your healing hand upon their body. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Make ever with whole in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, there's not a disease or incurable disease or any terminal disease that you don't have the power to heal. And we're asking you to heal and make ever with whole in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're calling on you to stop by for just a little while, my God. Make your holy visitation. Lord, go into the sick room. Lord, stand next to the sick bed, my God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Let your presence be felt, oh Lord, and raise up those who are sick, my God. Right now, while we're praying this prayer, let the glory of God be revealed. Lord, let your powers be made manifest. Cause somebody, Lord, to go forth and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, the healing power, oh Lord, the testimony in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord, and we're believing you right now. And we are praying, God, a special prayer for my nephew. Look on him right now, Joseph Hall Jr. Lay your hand on him, Lord, and touch his body. Make him ever with hope, my God. Heal him in the name of Jesus. Do it, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. There's nothing too hard for thee. Let him know, God, that you're there with him. And raise him up, Lord Jesus. Fix him the way you want him to be in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, look on those who are on the prayer list. one by one and name by name, those names that were called, Lord, in the names that are written there that may not have been called, but Lord, you can see their name written on the list, oh God, and you see their petition. You know the desires of their heart. We are praying, God, that you will grant them their petition this night. Wow, this prayer is going up before you. Oh God, move in miraculous ways. Work wonders, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and remember the bereaved families, those bereaved of loved ones, oh God, and those who are bereaved of someone that's close to them, my God. We are praying for comfort, for consolation in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, wrap your loving arms around them, and God, be close to the families. Keep the families together, my God. Those who don't know you in the family, save them, Lord Jesus. Deliver their souls. And we are praying, Lord, for those who are incarcerated. Lord, be merciful and make your holy visitation. Stop by, Lord Jesus, one by one and name by name. Save, Lord, to the uttermost. Remember those names that are on the death row, my God. I pray, Lord, that you will visit them. And, Lord God, open their eyes to the truth and let them know that you have the power to save them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. Have mercy, oh my God. And Lord, we ask you to remember the backslider. Have mercy on the backslider, my God. I pray that you will restore their souls, that you will help them to return with their whole heart, my God. Help them, Lord, to make it back before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it, my God. Do it right now, Lord. While we're praying, we're down here waiting on you. We can't do nothing without you, my God. Send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Destroy the yokes of bondage. Bind Satan on every side. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord, to love one another and to love everybody. Help us to do your will, my God. We can't do it without you, Lord. Take us by the hand and walk by our side every step of the way. Oh, my God, order our steps in your word and keep us in your will. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover us, Lord. Keep us and preserve us. And we pray, God, that you'll remember our leaders. Lord, bless them abundantly. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your will and your word. Oh, Lord, teach them how to lead the congregation. Lord, bless the leaders and the congregation. Oh, my God, bring us together. Unite us and make us one. Oh, God, bring us closer unto you and to one another. We believe you right now, Lord Jesus, and we are taking you at your word. We believe we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your love toward us. Thank you, oh God, for forgiveness of sins. We thank you, Lord, for the healing of the sick, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for deliverance of the bound. We thank you for encouraging those who are discouraged. We thank you, Lord, for giving strength to the weak. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Glory to your name. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done, for what you're doing right now, oh, my God, and for what you're about to do. And we thank you for this prayer. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. The broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for the word of God
coming through her, speaking about love is of God, Lord, perfect our love. And she began to bring out how love is unconditional and how God, he commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. She said that God's love was manifested towards us because he gave us Jesus. And it might have been a little understandable if Jesus only died for the righteous or for the good, but God placed no conditions on who was worthy to be died for. There are no conditions on who deserves salvation because we were all sinners. And while we were in that state, that's when Jesus died for us. And that's love. I enjoyed the message tonight. She really preached. It was a very powerful message. And I just want to give Evangelist Maybelle a chance to give remarks. And if any other clergy are on the line, you can come in with remarks as well. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this opportunity. That message on tonight is one of the most powerful messages, in my opinion,
yes,
that could ever be preached, because people don't have the love like they should. They may dance. They may praise God. They may speak in tongues. They may preach, prophesy, and do all those things. But still, they don't love like the Bible tells us to. And the illustration that was given by Evangelist Amina as she was preaching, she began to say that sometimes people say, I will never forget what, I'm never going to forget what they did here recently. And I thought about it. I said to myself, well, if you don't want to forgive and forget, you are never going to make it into the kingdom of God. So go ahead. Go do what you want. Like that Bible said, that word of God is right. He that is of God loveth, and he that loveth not is not of God.
Amen.
And God is love. And if you don't love God, how can you love me? You see me every day. You don't see God. So how can you love me? You saying that you love God, but you hate your brother. You hate your sister. Mm-hmm. You can't stand this one. You can't stand that one. That is not love. That's hatred. And I thank the Lord, I tell you, that she brought it out beautifully. That message is powerful. And I tell you, I just thank God. I'm encouraged through the word of God, because I know for myself that I must love everybody, not a certain group, not a certain color, but I must love everyone. And I remember before I came to the Lord, I had hatred in my heart against individuals. And I didn't know if I was going to be able to forgive them or not. But when I got down on that altar and started tarrying and praying and calling on Jesus, and the Lord began to touch my soul, I tell you, I began to break up that heart, and begin in my heart, I began to forgive. Those people that I hated, I forgave them. And I tell you, when I got up with the Holy Ghost. There was no more hatred in my heart. There was nothing but love. And when I left that church and went out back out there and began to witness and tell what God had done for me, I ran into that same individual that I was hating. And I began to tell him about what God had done for me and how the doctor, Dr. Jesus, he saved me, he healed me, and I began to tell him. And they wanted to know who this doctor was and where he was located. I said, he's located at 910 Shelton Avenue. You can come down here and you can call on the name of Jesus. And his name is Dr. Jesus. And they came. They came. And they called on Jesus. They got a little taste for themselves. I tell you, God is real. When he take out that hatred, you're going to love everybody. I don't care what they did to you. And I'm reminded of a sister that was coming there. She had hatred in her heart for the man that killed her mother. And
my
she
Lord.
Said she went on, but the Lord, after the Lord saved her, she ran into that man. And she said she greeted him. She hugged him. The hatred was gone, even though he killed her mother.
Mm.
Now, I tell you, God is real. Anytime you can love somebody that killed your loved one, that's love.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but love. So I just thank God for what he's doing, for the word of God that came through Evangelist Amin. Evangelist Amin, keep preaching and working on that. That was all right. Just right on time. Thank God for the word of God. Keep preaching. And those of you that can get a word of prayer through, pray for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And if any other clergy member is on the line, you can go ahead and have remarks. And even if I turn it over into the hands of Pastor Sheila, if you come on, you can still come in. Amen. But at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist May and also Evangelist Khadija. Thank God for you hosting the show, Evangelist Dr. Khadija. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Evangelist May for being on as a co-host with just all your help and your prayers and support. We do thank God for everyone and for your continued prayers, your continued support, and for your love and everything that you do to help this ministry. Praise the Lord. We are very grateful, and we want you to know that. Amen. We want you to also spread the word. So when you're inviting someone, just pass it on. Give them the number to call in, and let them call in and be blessed as well. Amen. Praise God. And feel free to use our guest call-in line if you would like to be on our broadcast. And I don't have any other announcements at this time. Events May, events could use anything further?
No, that's it.
Okay. Amen. We do thank God for all of you once again. We thank God for this broadcast tonight. And we look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And we're going to bring the broadcast to a close. This concludes the broadcast for this evening. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.